37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, bring up anything you want. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And a happy Thursday evening. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time live from 9 to 10 Eastern Time. You'll get a Time Warp Hour.
It's an exciting back episode.
Yes, it is. And soon to be 3 hours live. We're 2 hours a night live for now. But by the end of this month, we will be all 3 hours live. So don't you be too concerned about that.
I can't wait.
We'd like to officially welcome, by the way, although I guess we should wait. We should wait till 9 o'clock. Of course, we can't wait till 9 o'clock.
Why?
Well, we've got a new affiliate for weeknight.
Okay.
And it's WARL 1320 in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's fantastic.
It is great because they're a 5,000-watt station, and it's
awesome.
And
they're in our top 35 market.
Number 34, as a matter of fact.
We're the big time, baby.
1.4 million potential listeners out there in WARL land. So we want to welcome them to the show, and maybe eventually they'll hear
people
this welcome.
People love Free Talk Live. They can't get enough of Free Talk Live.
Maybe eventually the people in Providence will hear this welcome because, again, they're only joining us for the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. So for right now, they're getting the Time Warp Hour. But, hey, it's better than nothing, right?
I guess the people in Providence, Rhode Island, are just going to have to call the program director and beg him to have it on for 3 hours.
Well, you know, the program director there, Charlie Prophet, great guy. He likes our show, and he would love to put us on all
you've
3 hours.
Nice, you've said nice things about him.
So. He would love to put us on all 3 hours, but there's a little matter of he's got paid programming. So unless we can come up with some moolah for him, then it's, yeah.
We don't do that, do we?
Not yet. Who knows, though, in the future. 1-800-259.
We have the money we might pay.
Yeah, that's true. 800-259-9231. So welcome to WARL if you ever hear this. Of course, they already know that we like them because they were our very first Saturday show affiliate.
Yeah.
So we've actually kind of been on board at WARL for quite a while. So if you're just hearing us for the first time weeknights there, then that's fantastic. Although there are going to be some nights where they may not have paid programs from 7 to 9, in which case we'll be on. So we might actually be on all 3 hours some nights there.
Wow, that'd be great.
1-800-259-9231.
I'm sure there will be some nights that they don't have paid programming.
I'm sure
that's just sort of the nature of paid programming.
Yes, they're flaky. They come on, and they go off, and they come on, and they go off, and we know, we both know. We've been in the industry for long enough.
Yeah.
So, this is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that you want. I mean it. Anything from a personal issue to some sort of political rant, whatever it is that's on your mind, go.
Funny story?
Yeah. We saw a funny story on FARC.com earlier today. Apparently, Bill O'Reilly got duped.
Yeah, that was the best story. That's the best story of the day. You know, I mean, I've got lots of show prep ready to go, but we're not going to use this story, but that was the best story of the day. Bill O'Reilly got a letter that he read on his show. And
on his TV show.
On his TV show. Not just the radio factor, but the O'Reilly factor on television. And somebody said that the author, the alleged author of the letter was Jack Mehoffer. So somebody got old.
They got him.
Apparently.
And he had no clue.
Apparently, you know, he didn't try to, like, pass off Haywood Jabloumi or any of those guys.
No. So that was just kind of fun. Kind of fun to see that. Yeah. Of course, who knows? Maybe he did know. You know, maybe he did know. Maybe he just read it for the hell of it.
He is a bit of a pervert, that O'Reilly.
So I hear.
So
allegedly.
I hear. Alleged pervert.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't go for that whole O'Reilly story. I'm sorry.
You
that
think
woman,
it's bunk? You think she's making it up?
Well, I don't think she's necessarily making it up. I think that he's probably talked dirty to her and grabbed parts of her. But I don't think that she tried not to get grabbed too hard because she went to work back to work for the guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was.
No, it's not like. I mean, she wasn't scarred for life, you know?
No, certainly not.
She came back, and then she decided, you know, I got this tape, and...
But nonetheless, that kind of... It is inappropriate to do what he did, I mean, in the workplace.
It might be inappropriate, but, where are you going to meet people? I mean,
yeah.
Granted, he has a wife, but, I mean...
He has a wife, and...
But I don't think that a man should pay for
O'Reilly. I don't think he'd have a problem meeting women.
Maybe he finds her attractive. I don't think that
it's
a problem.
He did.
Look, the only problem
had no
is...
Tact.
The only
did you
problem,
read? Did you read the
yeah,
affidavits?
Tactless, yes, absolutely. But
you know, guy's a dirtbag.
You don't know. You don't know. Like, okay, he's a dirtbag. But that
allegedly.
Doesn't change the fact that what he did isn't, in my opinion, legally wrong. Because sexual harassment, you have to tell the boss that something's going wrong, and you know you're being treated poorly, or it's basically a situation of where your job or sex, you know, kind of exchanged. So,
by the way, we're having internet streaming problems tonight. It's not going to be quite like that. So if somebody's phone's ringing too, if you're having trouble on the internet, tune into one of our other streams. We have several different options for you. If you log on at freetalklive.com, there is the main freetalklive.com stream that we're having trouble with it tonight. But if again, just check out. We've got like seven different choices for you. So odds are one of those seven streams will be working. So keep that in mind. Log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. We've got a chat room there. We've got a bulletin board system with over 195 users. Well on our way to 200. I'm sure we'll reach that by, I think, Saturday night, I would guess.
Think so? Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds about right.
FreeTalkLive.com also has the last 6 days' worth of the show archived for your convenience. You can
absolutely
just go right on there and download them. I've decided to up
for free!
For free. And on top of that, not only are they free, but I've decided to up the quality level just a little bit.
Well, what could be bad about it, though? I mean, like,
it wasn't that bad
bandwidth
before.
Or something?
Yeah, just it was 16 kilobits per second before. Now it's 20. So you just get a little bit of extra quality just on the house.
That's audio geek stuff.
Yeah, it's total
nobody
geek
cares.
Stuff. You're right. All right,
nobody
so there's all
cares.
That. FreeTalkLive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners, which we have a brand new Shriner. I think
brand
we need to talk
Shriner.
About that.
All we have to do is go in and see her picture.
Her name is Sheila, and you can log on to freetalklive.com. You'll see her lovely picture right there on the front page of the site. And
she's got a bird, like a trained bird in her
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, isn't it cute?
It is cute.
It's a very cute one. Probably the cutest picture that we have on the Shrine. So if you want to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies, you can email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you want to be a validated Shriner, it has to have some sort of something with you holding up a sign that says Free Talk Live on it somewhere.
So she
or
wasn't
I love
validated?
Danwich, or, no, she was not validated. But that's her choice.
Yep.
You know, you've got the choice.
Yep.
It's an option. 1-800-259-9231. So we got some emails.
Yep. You can take a picture and have a hold up a sign that says Ian's a punk, and that
sure.
would be validated.
Yeah, anything yeah. that makes a reference to this show, that makes it clear that you're obviously the person who's listening to this program. We got an email from Rob over in the United Kingdom, one of our internet listeners.
Okay.
And he says a lot of things in the email, but I think probably the more interesting part is, and by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, among other things, I'm a master Reiki healer. Are you familiar with Reiki?
I've heard of it. It's like, man, it's like massage or something, isn't it?
It's some sort of energy thing, like where I don't know what kind of people believe in it. I think it's some sort of an oriental deal. And I remember okay. I used to hang out with this chick when I was in college
uh-huh.
who was all into this stuff. And she told me, and I don't know what, I mean, it's a pretty amazing story. She told me she was in this gymnasium or auditorium or something like that where this 80-year-old master Reiki guy from the Orient was there, and he was going to do a demonstration.
Uh-huh.
And she claims, seriously, she looked me in the eye and made this claim. And I believe her. She's a nice girl. I don't see any reason why she'd lie about it. She claims that this guy, like, held his hands together and concentrated, and there was this purple glow emanating from between his hands.
Could everybody see the purple glow?
I don't know about
that.
I don't know. I don't know what explains it. I don't know if she was drunk or on acid or something like that.
You know, stories like that, I wonder if people are just teasing me. You know, do they want me to just burst out and say something mean to them?
Yeah, well, I couldn't say anything mean to her because she was so nice, and I considered her a friend of mine. But it's still an interesting-sounding story, and this guy claims to be a master of it. So I wonder if he would have an explanation for an event like
that.
Well,
I'd love to hear that.
Anyway, he goes on to say that he thinks that we need to get our children attuned to it in schools all over the world.
Okay.
He claims that a Reiki master can send healing anywhere, past, present, or, like a VCR recorder, pre-programmed for a future time. Now,
what?
Seems a little silly to me, but who knows? 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, protect anything
exploding.
You want. This is Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. Like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
technical difficulties. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I have no idea what that was all about.
Do you think that, were we off, or is the commercials were running, or what?
I think they are. I'm sure our man Jason at the studio filled with something.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but I'm sure he did a fine job of covering for us. But
the wonders of modern technology.
Our connection to the telephone company got temporarily dumped off. Don't ask me why. Hopefully it won't happen again. 1-800-259-9231. So thank you for bearing with us. We're still, I guess, working out a few bugs here in this studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we were reading this email from a self-proclaimed Reiki healer. And it's something that we both sort of heard a little bit about, I guess, throughout our times. I don't really know too much about it. And this guy claims, his name is Rob from the United Kingdom. He claims that that Reiki allows the healers, he says he's a Reiki master. So he claims that means that he can send healing anywhere. I guess anywhere in the world. Past, present, or as he puts it, like a VCR recorder to pre-program it for a future time. So does that mean that he can send healing to my dead grandmother, or my dead grandmother, and, you know, make it so she didn't have Alzheimer's anymore, so make it so she didn't get some sort of disease to where she'd be alive again, and I could go to the graveyard and dig her up?
That's one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've never heard a claim like that. I can heal someone in the past. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. So maybe I can get him to pre-program some healing for my girlfriend,
it's a hell of a claim, let me tell you.
Well, my fiance, it's that time of the month for her right now, and she's been getting a lot of pain from that, cramping and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so maybe I could contact this guy, Rob, the Reiki master, and just kind of pre-program ahead every 28 days, just have him send out some healing to her. Do you think that would work?
Do I think it would work? No.
I don't think so either. So he also says that... okay, he wanted our thoughts and comments. Well, there you go. He says, I know it has benefits. Well, some people believe that prayer can heal as well, and all it really is just anecdotal commentary. That's all it is, just case studies. Somebody thinks that something helped them, so therefore you're sure that it helped them. He goes on to say that he can personally rate psychic surgery. And I don't know what he means by personally rate it. He didn't rate it anything, but apparently he supports the idea. He claims to have suffered from a bad back and a bad neck since birth, and he has a few experiences of others benefiting from psychic surgery. Now, psychic surgery, to my knowledge, is total, utter bunk.
Of course it's utter bunk.
Total, complete
of course
crap.
It is.
I've actually seen the magician team Penn and Teller perform psychic surgery. They do it in their movie Penn and Teller Get Killed, and basically it's basically just a magic trick.
Yeah.
They have what they have is a psychic surgeons. Let's say you've got heart trouble,
yeah,
Manwich. The psychic surgeon will come, and he's got basically a fake, like a latex cutout in his hand, which has some blood or some cow's blood or a couple parts,
chicken liver,
chicken liver or something like that, hidden in it, and it kind of, you know, it kind of moves on your skin and manages to push the blood out from his hand, so it looks like he's actually doing something on your skin, and it looks like that's your blood when in fact he's never cut your skin open whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then he just cleans it all off and wipes the blood up, and magically you're healed, and it's a psychic surgery.
Yeah. He's pulled out the chitlin, and now your head's better.
How it is that anybody can believe in that garbage, I have no idea. And then he goes to give an anecdotal evidence. He says that he saw a 40-year-old woman who'd been shot in her eye with a staple gun when she was 17 years old.
Yucky.
And he apparently was with her on the journey home from the psychic surgeon and could feel her being overwhelmed by being able to pick out the colors of cars with her fixed eye. So how do we know she just wasn't saying what she knew because only one of her eyes was bad?
I don't know.
There's no way to know. It's total anecdotal case study stuff and total bunk. But thanks for the email, Rob. We certainly appreciate it. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Something else we talked about, I think it was last night or the night before.
All blurs together on the show,
really
doesn't it?
Our brand newest Shriner, Sheila, which you can see her picture online at freetalklive.com, she emailed us in regards to hemp. Because we were kind of batting around, we thought that it was pretty good for a lot of things, and she happens to agree.
There's lots of evidence that it's great for all kinds of stuff.
She says that the plant has a 5,000-year history, at least. She says, when you read about flax, it may be hemp material. What is flax? Do you know?
It's, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Something to eat.
Flax oil, I think I've heard of. I didn't know. She says, I didn't know that hemp seed has the essential oils like omega-3 and 6. The first laws...
I thought those were only in fish.
She claims that they do. They have it. I don't know. This is according to Sheila.
Okay.
The first law, and remember, question everything you hear, even on this show. The first laws in the land about hemp were requiring farmers to grow it. My, how times have changed, huh?
Yeah.
This plant was used to cloth the founding fathers and rigged their ships with tons and tons of rope. The oil from hemp was used in paints and varnishes. And that's something I think they have on the market today, is like hemp-based paint.
Mm-hmm.
The original Constitution and Declaration of Independence were all printed on hemp paper.
Ooh, most that's interesting.
Most of the Bibles were printed on hemp paper.
There you go. Jesus loves pot.
1-800-259-9231. So thanks for the email, Sheila. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Basel Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, it's your show. You take control, bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Otherwise, we're going to have to talk about what we want to talk about, and that can mean trouble, right?
We got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, indeed. We're burning through some of these emails here that we've gotten, and if you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, that's ftl@freetalklive.com. This one on the more serious political side, as opposed to Reiki healing. This guy, Jeff, emails us in regards to political parasites. He says, Dear Free Talk Live, While the subject line of this email may be deceivingly broad, I'm referring specifically to the groups who are latching on to the Libertarian and Green Party's efforts for a recount in Ohio.
Okay.
In case you weren't aware... Now,
the Libertarian and Green parties have pooled money together to do recounts of the general election in Ohio?
The presidential election in Ohio. Because the allegations have been made that there was some tampering going on there. I guess that's one of those states where they have the digital voting. And some allegations, people claim to have seen the tampering happening in Ohio. I don't know much more than that, but as you said, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, Michael Badnarik, David Cobb, felt that they were denied some of their votes, and so therefore they have put the money up for this. And apparently,
and the dirty Democrats have decided that they want to jump on the old train. Hey, yeah, we'll let the Libertarians and the Green parties pay for it because they've got no damn money at all, and we'll take the credit. Oh yeah, John Kerry's been ripped off. Oh, it's disgusting.
He says
it's so sick.
Jeff says, in the last week, I've read where various anti-Bush groups and the DNC, the Democratic National Committee itself, have said that they won't let the matter rest until a resolution is had.
We'll not sleep until John Kerry gets his recount. So let the Libertarians and Green Party pay for it.
He says, if I'm not mistaken, the DNC and the Kerry campaign conceded and had no thoughts of recounting votes. In fact, the only noise came from the two aforementioned third parties who are going to pay the fees for the recount, to my understanding. I was prompted to write by a Yahoo headline stating that Jesse Jackson, the self-righteous, self-proclaimed savior of the class of people below himself, won't rest until the recount is resolved.
God bless Jesse Jackson.
Boy,
not resting.
Now that Jesse Jackson's on the case, everything will get taken care of.
That's right. There won't be any graft and corruption left in there, will there?
He says,
perhaps
this too will be taken from the libs and greens by the
media.
You
know, if you support this recount, you ought to send a few bucks to the Ohio Libertarian Party.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Because I know that there's people out there that would love to see John Kerry win that Ohio, those Ohio electoral votes.
Would that mean that he would be the winner? Like ex post facto?
I don't know. I can't answer. It might be the thing that put him over, though.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, he says, I'm sure the help's warranted and appreciated, but please, can we not acknowledge the people who started it? And I guess this means that, well, like he said, he saw a Yahoo headline, and I don't think Yahoo's been writing anything about the efforts up to this point. I don't think anybody, I doubt the AP's picked up the story.
If it's
Fox
Libertarian,
News,
we don't even touch it.
Yeah, if it says Libertarian, just leave it alone, right?
Right.
God knows
they might have a chance to win. Let's talk about Ralph Nader, shall we?
You want to talk about Ralph Nader?
No, I'm just saying.
The media loves to talk about Ralph Nader,
and he's not a contender. He's a nut
he's a
job.
Joke. He's a joker. And so there you go. There's the emails. FTL@freetalklive.com. The draft. Uncle Sam wants your kids. Ran across this article today by a guy named David H. Hackworth on a website called Soldiers for the Truth. Interesting site name. He says, we'll soon have 150,000 U.S. troops stuck in the ever-expanding Iraqi quagmire, a number that will probably grow even larger before Iraq holds elections presently scheduled for the end of January 2005. Maintaining such a force is a logistical and personnel nightmare for every grunt in Iraq. And according to several Pentagon number crunchers, it's also driving the top brass bonkers. Meanwhile, the insurgents continue cutting our supply lines and whacking our fighting platoons and supporters, who attrit daily, I think he means attrition, daily, as soldiers and Marines fall to enemy shots, sickness, or accidents. Empty platoons lose fights, so these casualties have to be replaced as soon as possible. Since this tragic war kicked off in March of 2003, the United States has evacuated an estimated 50,000 killed in action, wounded in action, and non-battle casualties. I had not heard that number before. 50,000 troops have come out of Iraq already. Now, most of those are probably just wounded people. I think I saw a number recently. I think it's around 1,200 now that we have dead. 1,200 dead.
Okay, that sounds about right.
So the rest of that, about 49,000 troops have come out of there with, you know, broken leg or missing arm.
Well, if it's 50
arm,
less 1,200...
Thank you.
50,000.
No, okay. So, yeah, 48,000, 49,000. Right. So, you know, the broken arm, missing leg, shot off, piece of their ear or
something
like that, or something else. But nonetheless, 50,000 troops have rotated out of there. And he says that.
Now, that doesn't just mean people that would normally rotate out?
No. It's classified as killed in actions,
okay,
wounded in actions, and non-battle casualties.
Okay.
So that means 50,000 slots have then had to be filled. Well, the job of finding fresh bodies to keep our units topped off falls mainly to the Army Recruiting Command. But the making quota jazz put out by the Recruiting Command and the Pentagon to hype their billion-dollar recruiting effort with its huge TV expenditure and big expansion of recruiters during the past year is pure, unadulterated spin. Not that this is anything new. The command has a sorry reputation for using smoke and mirrors to cover up its poor performance. Hack, according to an Army recruiter who emailed this guy, he said, here's a snapshot of how little our first quarter mission has been achieved. Look at it from a perspective of a business releasing quarterly earnings information. To keep unit manning levels up out in the field, especially in Iraq, there's no question our recruiting mission is in serious trouble. That's according to an Army recruiter.
I'm sure that's true.
No, I'm
who the heck wants to recruit? Get recruited now?
Yeah, well, exactly. I think the reason why he's focusing—it's
such a great cause over there, you know.
Yeah.
Let's run right over there, defend freedom. Let's bring democracy to Iraq.
He says here are the totals for the 41 USA REC, the Recruiting Command battalions. So these statistics represent the USA REC mission accomplishment. Their mission in the first quarter, I guess, was to recruit 25,322 individuals. They succeeded 50.17%, 50% with 12,703.
That's terrible.
That's the regular
they
Army.
Half their number?
That's the regular Army. The Army Reserve did even worse. They were supposed to recruit 7,373 people. They got 3,206. That's 43.48%.
Who would do the Army Reserve, right? It's just a one-way ticket to Iraq.
Well, the Army National Guard is faring no better. A Guard retention NCO says, quote, the word is out on the streets of Washington, D.C., do not join the Guard. I see these words echoing right across the USA. By the end of this recruiting year, the regular Army, Reserves, and Guard could fall short more than 50% of its projected requirement, or about 60,000 new soldiers, meaning they didn't get the 60,000 that they were supposed to. And according to many recruiters, quality recruits are giving way to, as he puts it, mental midgets who have a hard time telling their left foot from their right.
Nah.
Hey, give me some weapons.
And he says
terrible at voices.
Shades of our last years in Vietnam. Another recruiter with almost 30 years of service says this, quote, the bottom line is that Recruiting Command is in trouble. The Army has reinstituted stop loss, which is basically a backdoor draft. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about stop loss. I know you have something to say about that, right,
Manish? I got some stop loss stuff.
If you haven't heard about this stop loss thing, you're not going to believe it. And if you have, well, you need to hear some more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Interrupt it if you have anything to say. If you're in the military, we definitely want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. Take control. Dial up 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us in our chat room. Things a little slow in the chat room so far tonight, but you can hop on in there. Usually it picks up in hour number two, because that's when we pick up a bunch of radio stations and a bunch more listeners, so the chat room tends to kick into gear after 8
o'clock. Heats up at 9.
8 o'clock Eastern time. 800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I've also added both of our personal email addresses to the front page of the site. It's Ian and Manwich, respectively, at freetalklive.com. So if you want to send a message to Manwich only, it's very easy to do now.
Why would someone want to do that?
I don't know. Maybe they want to address something that you said directly and address it to you.
You know, we have a lot of problems with people assigning what we've said to the other person.
Hmm.
You know, like, you know, you saying that, I don't know, animals shouldn't get, you know, there should be laws against animals getting beaten, or,
okay,
you know, me saying that we should burn the Washington, D.C. down.
Oh, okay.
You know, those
you've had that problem?
There's been a certain amount of that, yeah.
Well, it's going to take time for people to learn the names on the show. I mean, we're a brand new show to syndication. We've only been on, this is our third week, so it's going to take some time, but eventually they'll figure out who's who on the show. I don't think it's too confusing.
Not too confusing.
So, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about military recruiting, and I was looking at this article on a website called Soldiers for the Truth, and this gentleman, David Hackworth, is giving some details on apparently the goals for some of the recruiting for this past year for the Army. The regular Army was supposed to recruit 25,000 troops in the first quarter of 2004, and they made 12,000, so
it
about
even
50%.
Close.
They were supposed to get 7,300 for the Army Reserve. They made 3,200, 43.48%. He says he believes the Army, one of these recruiters actually said, I believe the Army will have to drastically change what they offer to enlistees to overcome what's happening in Iraq. And that's what you were saying, man, which we've talked about the draft before. As far as I think it probably will come back, you think they're just going to offer some more. And that's what this guy's saying. They're going to have to offer a lot more.
Yeah, they're going to have to come big to, well, I'd... The press is making the problem in the last week or so. The press has really made the problem seem like a much bigger deal. There's the gentleman who's trying to get out of, you know, he signed up for 1 year of service, and now they're not letting him go, and he just had a court case. I can't remember the guy's name offhand. But, you know, that's a...
Don't you have an article about that?
I have an article... I don't have an article on that. I have an article on 60 Minutes story where...
So wait, he signed up for a year's worth of service. I thought, first of all, there was a two-year minimum. Because it used to be 4-year minimum, then I think they instituted a 2-year minimum.
This was a special program so that they, you know, so they allowed...
So they could get you in,
yeah.
Get you in the door, and then stop loss you.
And they don't tell you about this little clause sitting at the bottom of the, you know, contract you sign that says, we can keep you as long as we want to if we feel like
sick.
It.
That is so... It is so wrong, and I wonder if it really is even...
Well, they signed the contract.
In the contract. I wonder if it really is, though.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know. Anyway,
sure
I want you to get into one of those articles here in a moment after I finish this. Moms and dads are apparently outraged about desperate Army recruiters on a relentless campaign to sign up their teenagers. High school kids are actually running away from recruiters as though they were, as though they were George Romero's Living Dead. One dad reports, quote, recruiters have called my son a minimum of 20 times in the 2 years since he finished high school. The phone calls usually come in clusters. I answered 5 calls in a 2 or 3 week span. Each time a recruiter calls, he gives the same polite, respectful response. He receives the same polite, respectful response from me or my son. There's no interest. Please take my name off the list. When asked why the name hasn't been removed, excuses are made. While recruiters are brief with me, when my son is on the phone, the sales tactics are clever, prolonged, and very high pressure.
Hmm, I bet they are.
I don't think
the high pressure sales tactics are necessarily a bad thing.
No, certainly not. He's just making it clear that when daddy's on the phone, it's okay, sir. Thanks. We'll take his name right off the list. But when little 17 or 18 year old boy's on the phone, then it gets really
intense.
That's
their job. It's their job.
He says, quote, I took the latest recruiting call.
And it's a good lesson for life. Don't sign up for those, win the free car at the mall things. Because once they get your number, boy, they stick with it.
They got you. This time I called the supervisor at the local Army recruiting office who promised to take his name off the list. She has promised in the past to take his name off the list. She then made excuses for the repeated calls, despite the fact that 5 of the calls that were made were on her watch.
Mm.
So these people are just dishonest scum, in my opinion. Unless a miracle happens in the new Iraqi security force...
They're desperate, I would say.
Unless a miracle happens and the new Iraqi security force decides to stop running and start fighting, we'll be in Iraq for a long, long time. And according to this guy, he believes most likely with a draftee force.
You know, I don't know. George Bush said he wasn't going to draft anybody.
Well, that means a lot. He also said he was going to engage in nation building in his 2000 campaign.
He did say that. Yeah.
He also said he was for smaller government, and yet he signed every single bill.
I don't know if he ever said that.
I can tell you. Well, maybe he didn't say it, but his campaign sign did. I remember it specifically driving down Main Street here in Tampa Bay, saw this huge, one of the biggest signs, the legally largest allowable signs for political campaigns. In 2000, it was a George Bush sign, and it said, smaller government, in big letters on it. And I thought... I just laughed to myself because I just knew that that's just not true.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, George W. Bush has never vetoed a single piece of legislation in his time in office. Ever.
Oh, my God. I'm blown away that he claimed smaller government. And, well, there beforehand, all he was doing was playing golf and hanging out in Texas. Before the old airplanes hit the building.
What do you have coming up on the draft? You've got something related.
I've got old soldiers back on duty. It's in a 60 Minutes story from Sunday.
We'll tell you about Stop Loss coming up next. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about the draft, talking about stop loss. What you got?
I got a soldier who challenged an Army policy requiring him to serve past the date of his enlistment contract must return for duty in Iraq. Well, his lawsuit is under review. A federal judge ruled Wednesday. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth refused to issue a temporary restraining order allowing Specialist David Qualls to remain in the United States, where his where he is home on leave. He is scheduled to fly back to Iraq on Friday.
You know what really, really suck for him?
What?
Is if they just all of a sudden transferred him to, like, the Mosul unit.
Yeah,
well, put him right out on the front lines just to make him pay for challenging them.
His lawyers made the judge file an injunction so that they couldn't, punish him anyway.
Really?
Yeah, they said the guy was just, like, devastated when he walked out of the courtroom. He couldn't believe it.
So wait, they filed the injunction, but he denied it, right?
No, he did. They filed some kind of an basically some kind of further injunction saying that they couldn't.
And he approved that one.
I didn't get that hard part of the news. Can't tell you.
I don't know what that means. I mean, that doesn't.
I mean,
sound,
why wouldn't he?
That doesn't
that?
Sound too safe. I mean, they're sending him back to Iraq. Who knows what they're going to do with him when they get him there?
Well,
I know one thing's
place.
For sure. If I was challenging the military, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near those guys.
Yeah. It's going to be a dangerous.
I feel really sorry for him. Is there anything else in regards to that?
There's another article on it, and I just thought that it's kind of interesting. As far as stop loss goes, the Army says it estimates only about 7,000 of the returnees will have their time in service involuntarily extended.
7,000 of how many?
Well, the 140,000, 160,000 that are over there.
Okay. Well, no, that can't be right.
7,000
of the returnees, of the people who are coming back.
Right.
Okay.
7,000.
Uh-huh. That's a good chunk.
It's
a lot of people.
It really doesn't matter if it's you.
If it's you, it really matters. Yeah, because you signed up for 4 years or 2 years or whatever it was.
You signed the contract
and
that
then,
says, you know.
I want to know if it really does say it in the contract or if it's just something that they can just tell you because they're the military. And it's like in the back of the USMC, the U.S. Military Code. It's in the back of the book somewhere. And they said, well, maybe what it is they say, well, because you signed this contract, it makes you liable for the entire U.S. military code.
Oh, it's something like
and
that.
And so
yes.
It's not
it
our
actually
fault.
Say it on the contract.
Exactly. So it's not our fault that you didn't want to read all 20,000 pages or however long the military code is.
It's something really
sleazy like that.
Yes.
So
something like that.
I would love to hear from a military recruiter out there tonight. I want to hear from you guys. 1-800-259-9231.
I think this is interesting. The Army's commitments. Now, there's 160,000 troops in Iraq. Some of them are, of course, Marines.
Mm-hmm.
The Army's commitments include about 130,000 troops in Iraq, 11,000 in Kuwait. What are we doing there? 11,000 in Afghanistan, 11,500 it says, 37,500 in South Korea, and 44,000 in Japan.
Mm.
What the hell are we doing in Japan?
We won 44,000 troops?
We won that war 60 years ago. Get out of Japan.
What about South Korea?
South Korea, 37,500.
So more in Japan than in South Korea.
You know, the fact is, we're in 125 out of 190 U.N. member states anyway.
We should only be in one, the United States. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Bring the troops home, end this nation-building garbage. More Free Talk Live coming up. We're going to talk about a bunch of cool stuff.
Stay tuned. What is that?
Free Talk Live.
U.S. Golden.